Hello, and welcome to this podcast from Consider This. Please let me know what you think and tell others about us on social media. This podcast was originally broadcast live on Northumberland 89.7 FM. You can hear this show live every Friday at noon. Thank you for downloading this program, and I hope you enjoy it.
Hello and welcome back. This is Consider This Northumberland, and I'm your host, Robert Washburn, and you're listening to Northumberland 89.7 FM. Pride flags are flying across Northumberland County as municipalities, local police, and other institutions honor Pride Month. This weekend, local Pride celebrations will begin in earnest. Northumberland Pride kicks off a series of events in Port Hope and Cobourg. Brighton will be hosting its events on June 15th and 23rd. In this interview, Amelia Ojeda, chair of Trent Hills Pride, will share what is taking place in Campbellford, Hastings, and Warkworth this weekend. I'm so pleased to have with me today Amelia Ojeda, chair of the Trent Hills Pride. Welcome back to Consider This Northumberland.
Thank you, Robert, for having me.
Before we get into the thick of it, how many years has Trent Hills Pride been going?
Well, this is our fifth year right now. We started 5 years ago. Again, we heard the needs from a young lady in the municipality asking her mom if there is anything for people like her. And mom asked one of the forums, and allies, believe it or not, jump on the opportunity and start creating the Trent Hills Pride. That was in the middle of the pandemic, 2020, and I was called to help with the group. And a year after, we formalized Trent Hills Pride as a non-for-profit, and the rest is history. 5 years on the making.
So not everyone may know about Trent Hills Pride. What does it do in the community?
Trent Hills Pride goes beyond the Pride events and Pride Month, although it's a month for celebration for us. We are in the community trying to educate and help the community understand of two as LGBTQ plus community issues. We recently finished with a 4 days training for the personnel of the Campbellford Memorial Hospital on gender sensitivity. So it's very important for us to continue our educational plans and programs, because again, we are beyond the party. The party is important because definitely we need to keep the past attached to the present. We never know. History is important to be learned and to be remembered. But it's also looking to the future, how we can make our community much better.
Before we get into the nitty-gritty of what will be taking place, tell us about the significance of Pride Month for those who may not realize its history or the importance of its celebration.
Well, for those that don't know much about Pride Month and Pride celebrations and the whole story, this started 52 years ago, I believe, in a bar called Stonewall in New York, where drag queens and people from the LGBT, 2S LGBTQ plus community, got tired of the police brutality and raids. At the same time, that was also happening in Canada with BAF raids and the treatment of LGBTQ community. So that's the story. It's a story of like small small groups. We were persecuted and we were treated really badly through the ages. And it was a point where we say stop. This needs to stop. We are people. We are different. And beyond the difference, we should celebrate them.
Trent Hill's Pride is a huge event going from June 2nd to June 15th with events taking place in Warkworth, Campbellford, and Hastings. How about you share what are some of the more popular events that are returning this year?
Yes, well, we have one of the most special events that we have this year. And actually, all the events are very special for us. But we are making, I'm not sure how to say this, but we are having the screening of the Rocky Horror Picture Show on June 5th. And what is important about this is this is our big fundraiser, we celebrate the freedom of who we are in the community, and through this film that is related to, it's like a cult where it's a musical and you act part of the movie and dance and you use props to go with the movie. It's an actually very fun time for the audience. That's on June 5th in the Aaron Theater in Campbellford. And with your ticket, you also have a prop bag with everything you need to have fun in the theater. For those who know, who don't know, or who knows movie and what's going on with the movie, obviously we cannot do the toast, throw water or whatever, but we, and those props are, and actually a lot of stuff that is it make the filming, the screening very, very fun. So then we have on June 6th, starting at 6, the drag bingo extravaganza that we have one of our best drag queens hosting the bingo, and it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. So we have a cash bar. We're going to have some snack, and the entrance is $60. That include all your games for the night, and you can get more games if you want, more sheets of games inside, and just come for a fun night again on June 7th. Then on June 6th. On June 7th, we have at 2 o'clock the storytelling with Betty and Butch. This is something very cute. Betty is also one of the best drag queens, and she dressed like an old school teacher, and she comes with her puppet Butch. And the interaction between Betty and Butch and singing along and reading books. It's something that is really cute. I recommend people to bring it. It's a difference. Betty is a character that it's to love. It's just amazing. And then same day, Saturday, June 7th, at 6, we start with the Pride in the Park, Warkworth Magic in the Mill Creek Park in Warkworth, which is a party. We're going to have music and entertainment. We're going to have food. We're going to have a beer garden. So it's a night of fun in the park. So bring ready to party and dance.
I understand you've introduced this year something new, which you're calling the Voices of Resilience. Can you tell us about this new event and what you hope to do?
Yes, this event is a very special and very dear to me. This is Voices of Resilience, thriving as 2S LGBTQ plus youth in rural community. So this is a panel where our youth is going to have a voice to express themselves and talk about their challenges and their experience to be growing up in a rural community. So we know we have challenges, we have expectations that sometimes are hard to reach because we are not a big city. So it's important to hear those voices of our youth, that they are very important, and see if we can do something for them. That's the main objective of the panel, is to try to make their lives easier in these rural communities.
What do you see as the challenges young people face in rural communities as gay young people?
One of the big challenges is the understanding. Family and friends, we still have very narrow minds around here. This is a community of farmers, mostly, and culturally, they are stuck in the past. They don't want to learn much about the future and the present. And this is something that just because you put your finger trying to cover the sun doesn't mean you cover it. So everybody is what it is, and it has a right to be. So the idea with this is to show a little bit more what are the feelings of our youth. Basically, you know, if you sometimes I'm very direct in this kind of stuff, because again, as a DEI guy, I have to say the things by their name, and hatred and bigotry is a big issue still. If you can see down the south, is getting worse, and we can have some issues related to that here in Canada, and mostly in these rural areas.
What is the role of isolation for these young people being in a rural community? What role does that play?
Isolation is a big deal here for the youth. We are far from the city, and meaning that there is spaces in the city in Toronto that are where people may feel free. They may feel more in contact where they are. If you go to the village, for some reason, the atmosphere in the village lets you be where you are. And you don't need to go to any bar. You don't need to go to any establishment. It's just the vibe in the neighborhood. So we don't have that here in Campbellford. And in fact, for our youth starting in the school and in high school, there is still a lot of bullying. This happening to our youth. So the idea is to trying to make the community understand that this is delicate. Isolation, because you are part of a community, it gets you in a mental state that can be dangerous. So we need to prevent any major issues happening in the community.
What community supports exist then currently to support these young people? Are there any?
I would say that the Trent Hills Library offers always a safe space for these kids, even more than the high school or the even the schools. And I know this for a fact. I have two teenagers, and they feel like they have to go out of the school to a safe place, and that's a library. So Graham and Campofor Library, having given them that safe space, and they enjoy to be themselves in the library. So when I said being themselves, it's just chat with each other, read a book, go online and see some YouTube videos about whatever, nothing major. So it's not necessarily that this youth needs something special. It's just to be, what they want is to be left alone and understand that we are different, and being a difference is something to celebrate.
Emilio Heda, I want to thank you so much for talking to me today.
Thank you for having me, Robert. This is a very important conversation, and I hope to we can continue this in the near future.
That was Emilio Heda, chair of Trent Hills Pride. I want to thank my guests this week for talking to me, and I want to thank all the listeners for tuning in today. Please join me again next week when we will talk to the people on the front lines and those behind the scenes who make a difference in your life and Northumberland County. So please tune in. If you would like to listen or share this or any podcast, please check out my website at consider-this.ca. There you will find past podcasts, news, and other information about life and politics in Northumberland County. Or you can go to the radio station's website at northumberland897.ca. I'm Robert Washburn. Thanks for taking time out of your day to listen in, and I hope over the week you will continue to consider this. Thank you for listening to this podcast from Consider This. If you have any comments or would like to suggest a story, please contact me at considerthisnorthumberland@gmail.com, or you can message me on Facebook at Consider This. If you enjoyed this podcast or are looking for more news and information about Northumberland County, please check out my website at consider-this.ca. That's consider-this.ca. And don't forget to share. And again, thank you for listening, and stay tuned for more from Consider This.